Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Previously on Blackout.
Breaking news. This does appear to be a major situation.
The grids are all down, and whether or not it's spread to Canada is anyone's guess.
This is our chance to make the state motto actually mean something. It's just us now.
What does that mean? There's a lot of deep-rooted shit in this town. I can't get a hold of our son.
Who the hell lives all the way out here?
That's far enough.
Oh, you can't go to Canada. No. Bad idea.
The pilot's alive? Where is he?
Now that I think about it, it's probably better you don't know these things.
Why?
Because you don't got the stomach for it.
The modern world is not your friend. It's full of holes. What's really there when the dust settles and the only person left is the one staring back at you in the mirror?
Nothing.
I'm going to get your brother. Living so close to the border for so many years, Canada always seemed like the friendly, unassuming neighbor whose door was always open. It took a crisis of unimaginable magnitude for me to reckon with the reality that it is, in fact, a foreign land. And I wasn't the only American who wanted in.
No. Come on! Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Mass exodus.
They're all headed for the border?
One way or another, yeah.
How long have you been sitting here?
Since yesterday.
Christ.
Most of these cars are out of gas. They're just blocking the road. We've got some people trying to move them, but there's a little bit of a debate on the method. You know what I mean?
So we're just supposed to wait?
Solution will present itself. It's better to be stuck here than most other places. I mean, there's flooding and cholera down south. Chicago's a war zone. Can you hear about New York?
What happened in New York?
The gas main blew, set off a chain reaction. Whole goddamn city's on fire.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I hope you don't got any family down there.
Oh, my family's in Berlin.
That's good. You see that? People working together. A solution presents itself.
Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Carla and I, we used to wish there were more of us. I mean, we're both only children from small families. Our parents are long gone. We would have had more kids, but there were complications with the twins. And it's human nature, I guess. Go forth and multiply. But now I thank God it's just us.
Because when nights are cold and you can hardly see 2 feet in front of you, you realize that if you can't reach out and touch it, it's gone forever.
Kira, get up. We need to go home.
Go home? What about the pilot? If he wakes up, he's going to need a doctor.
Yeah, I know. We'll send somebody back for him, okay?
Are you all right?
My parents are going to kill me.
I doubt that. Izzy might go.
I never should have brought us up here. We should have turned back when our phone stopped working.
Service drops all the time. How can we know there's a blackout?
Shh.
Get up, Jade. Time to go.
Morning.
That's a really loud rooster you got there, Dale.
Best alarm clock there is.
Have you seen Lincoln?
He's out back clearing branches for me. Quite the storm last night.
Yeah. Hey, you wouldn't happen to have a trail map, would you?
I'd have to look. So you hope you kids are hungry?
Starving.
Good. Was hoping you girls could get started on breakfast.
Hey, Lincoln. Did you sleep?
No.
Whoa. Go easy with that. What do you want? The girls and I were talking and thinking about heading home soon.
The girls and you?
Well, all of us. Our parents need to know we're okay.
My dad really doesn't give a shit.
That's not true.
Spare me the pep talk.
Okay, I know you're still pissed, but I mean...
You don't know what I am!
Fine. Okay? Have it your way, brother. We're leaving in an hour.
1 hour.
I ain't much of a cook. Half the time those eggs go to waste. I boil them, but that gets old real quick.
So were you able to find that trail map?
Sorry, I must have lost it.
Could you show us how to get back?
Afraid that's not possible. See, there's a pass between here and your campground. I can tell you right now it's flooded.
Makes sense. Trails have got to be soup in every direction.
Oh, God, we're stuck here.
My hospitality not good enough?
Sorry, Dale. She doesn't always know when to keep her mouth shut.
Don't talk to her like that.
We don't mean to sound unappreciative. It's just we should get back to Berlin.
Best to wait till it dries out.
Any idea how long that might take?
Hard to say. Smells like another storm's coming.
The border crossing was sheer chaos. But there's one way to get into Canada that people don't usually think of. You can always walk.
Bonjour, hi.
Can you help me? There's no one at customs. I need to get across.
American?
Yes, oui.
Oh, tabarnak, t'es perdu là.
Excuse me?
I said you're lost.
I'm looking for my son. Please, he's in Montreal. I just want to bring him home.
Border's closed.
What? Is it closed everywhere?
I'm afraid so.
Why?
Oh, I can't tell you that. Écoute, you seem like a nice guy. I want to help you, but I have order to shoot on sight. You understand?
You're Canadian.
Your son, you're certain he's here in Quebec?
Yes. He drove up 2 days ago.
Oh, la. We closed the border just before the blackout.
Before?
I'm sorry, mon ami. If your son tried to cross after that, then he is not in Canada.
Christ. He could be anywhere.
If you see a good burst of blood, you got her in the right place.
Okay. Then what?
You pith her. You split her brain. Go into the mouth. Here. Get her feet in the slipknot. Hold her. Good work, son.
Hey, Dale. Jesus!
You gotta snap the neck off.
What do you think the pilot was doing all the way out here?
Now, that's a good question.
You think he knows something about the blackout?
Government always knows something.
Stop staring at the pilot, Jade. It's weird.
He's kind of cute.
You like guys in bomber jackets? Hunto, what are you looking for?
Anything that can get us home. Wait a second.
A map. He said he didn't have one.
Wait, why would he lie about that?
You need to talk to Lincoln.
Lincoln won't even look at me.
He's just spun. We all are.
Guys, the pilot's up.
Holy shit, he is.
What? Don't move. You had an accident.
I'll get him some water.
My head.
Don't worry. We're going to find you a doctor, okay? Okay.
Here, drink.
Thank you.
Fuck is this?
He's awake.
We could see that.
Get away from him, now!
Girls, go boil some water for dinner.
We're not your cooks.
What's going on?
What the fuck?
Put the gun away, Dale.
Not until we have a little chat with our high-flying federal employee here.
Lincoln!
What's happened?
What? What do you mean, what? He has a gun at the pilot's head. He knows something, Hunter. Why else would he be flying over Berlin right after the blackout? This is insane.
What were your orders?
Orders? I don't
answer
know.
Him.
Stop it. You're scaring him.
Shut up.
It's just a flyby.
I knew it. Recon. You pick anything up?
No.
What'd you hear?
It's just a flyby. We didn't hear anything, all right?
You're spying on me and my friends. I got a right to know what you heard, Dave.
Nobody's spying on anyone. Put the gun down, Dale.
Hold on a second. I mean, we got orders for a flyby, and I mean, yeah, we had ears to the ground, but we didn't hear anything, okay? I swear to God, we didn't hear anything.
Can we just take a minute to calm down, please? Maybe put the gun down?
You got no idea what's happening here. None of you do.
I can.
They don't stop taking unless you make them.
Hunter, don't!
Get off of me!
Run!
You let that pilot go, we're all dead.
No,
please!
Please,
no! What did you do? He was gonna get away. What the fuck did you do, Lincoln?
Is he dead?
Good work, son.
Control your breath. Now look through the scope. Firm rest against your shoulder. Like this. That's good, Iz. How do you know so much about guns? Your grandfather. He always emphasized the importance of self-defense.
Shh.
There. Find your target. Okay, squeeze slow. Do you want me to do it? Would you? You got it. Oh, it's bleeding. You'll get used to it.
It's okay, Jane. It's okay. We'll do it.
No talking.
What is wrong with you?
Don't fucking point that gun at her.
Then tell them to shut up. That's deep enough. We'll push them in. Do it!
Okay. Okay.
Fill it.
Lincoln. Listen to me. We know you didn't mean to do this.
I said no talking!
Hurry up. Dale wants the girls to start on dinner.
Hunter, what are we gonna do?
We're gonna get out of here. I don't care what it takes.
But Lincoln...
That's not Lincoln.
My pills. I want my pills.
Your pills?
Jade's pills. Here.
What? You want to roofie Lincoln?
And Dale.
I don't know. What if it doesn't work?
Only one way to find out.
Shit. Okay. Come on, Jade. Let's get dinner started.
Hello, North Country. It's October 2nd, and we're entering the third night of the blackout, and I'm here with my wife and my daughter, and we're reaching out to you because our son, Hunter Itani, is missing. His friend and classmate, Lincoln Ward, is also missing. Rick, if you're listening, the boys never made it to Canada. The border's closed, and we're on our own. We still haven't received any information or aid from the state or federal resources, and at this point, I'm not sure if anybody's coming. And I'm not sure what to do. So if anyone has any information about Hunter Itani or Lincoln Ward, please, please, please contact us. Channel 15, we're here, we're waiting. Yes, you're on.
Saw you at the town hall.
That's right.
Is it true what they're saying?
I don't know. What are they saying?
You read out of there awful quick.
Yes, to find my son.
Unbelievable.
unbelievable. You, excuse me, hi, yes, this is what you call about? Not the border or the blackout or, oh, my missing son? No, you want to know if somehow my husband is involved. He's responsible some way. You know what? Shame on you. Shame on you. I have a question. How did our mayor know that the power grid was down, huh? How does he know that?
Sorry about your boy.
Turn it off.
You all right, Simon?
Don't listen to him, Dad.
They don't want my help. They want someone to blame. Oh, I'm so sorry, Carla. You were right. We should have gone to look for him sooner.
No, it wouldn't have made a difference.
This ain't your fault.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
So what do we do now? Where are you going?
I can't just sit here. I'm gonna go look for him.
On foot? No. No. No running off, Simon. Especially not in the middle of the night with no car, no supplies. Come on, we need to be smart about this. First thing in the morning, we'll head out together. We'll take the walkie-talkies.
Mom, we used up all our batteries.
You guys need batteries?
Where did you get all this?
Just some stuff I collected over the years.
Gas masks, plastic sheeting, army blankets. How many cans of tuna fish can one man eat, Bill? This is more than just stuff.
This is Prepper Utopia. What's through that door?
Year supply of water, a cot, MREs, oh, and batteries. Do you want AA, AAA? I got 9-volt in here somewhere.
Are those 8-tracks?
Yep, some pretty rare gems in there. I love my vinyl, too, but after the apocalypse, people are going to really appreciate the sound quality of the 8-track again. That I know for sure.
Wait. So let me get this straight. This room and all the station equipment upstairs run off one generator?
Yep. Last I checked.
How is that possible?
There she is.
Bill, is that a natural gas generator?
No need for gasoline.
It never runs out. Bill, does anyone know about this?
Nah. You think we should tell them? Not that it would do much good. It's bolted to 4 feet of concrete. It ain't going nowhere.
Bill, you might be the owner of one of the most valuable pieces of equipment in Berlin.
And no, I don't think we should tell anyone about it.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
That's a fine bird, girls. You're not eating. Can she hear me?
She's not hungry.
Eat your dinner, Jabe.
Lincoln, why don't you leave her alone?
Why don't you have a drink, sport?
I'll pass.
You keep giving me that stink eye, and I'll crack this bottle over your motherfucking head. Got it? No respect. It's like I've been telling you. Kids today, they need a swift kick in the ass. Not you, Lincoln. You I got hope for.
Thanks, Dale.
What'd they think would happen? That's what you get when you hire robots instead of people. You rip out the backbone.
Yes.
And then you wonder why we're all so spineless.
Ow, stop kicking me, Hunter.
Why aren't the pills working?
I don't know.
The animals are gonna dig him up.
Jade, don't.
He's not safe out there.
What's she talking about? What do you think, Lincoln? The guy you killed and made us bury.
They buried us all. Give years of your life and for what? Government protects the corporation, not the individual. But who do you think keeps the corporations afloat? Us. That's who. We make, we create, with our bare hands. And you just buy it all. You don't care where it came from, as long as it gets here fast.
The animals are gonna dig him up.
Stop saying that!
It's a corrupt system that's gutted the soul of America.
Do you think they'll dig us up, too?
He was getting away. I had to.
You murdered him, Lincoln. You're a murderer.
But the tide has turned.
No, he was... I didn't know how else to stop him, but... I can fix it. I can take it back.
He's dead. Can't take it back.
This old country's been so busy jerking itself off. It never...
Yeah, there's a look in his eyes. I've never seen anything like it. What look? He knew I was gonna kill him.
It never saw us.
Let me fix it. No one has to know.
It doesn't work like that, Lincoln.
Please. I'm scared. Hunter, what do I do?
Hunter, we can't. This is too fucked up.
Lincoln, stop eating.
Why?
It never saw us coming.
Dale? Dale! He's not breathing.
How much did you give him?
I don't know.
You said you knew how to do this.
I may have overcompensated.
Jesus, Kira.
It was all that moonshine. You saw him. He just kept drinking.
You drugged us?
He didn't exactly leave us with options. Whoa. Hang on now.
Come on, Lincoln. You're not going to shoot us.
Buddy.
You ain't my fucking buddy.
Of course I am.
No, Lincoln, please.
Stop lying to me!
I don't think I want to go out with you anymore, Lincoln.
Where are we going?
I don't know, Jade. Just keep running.
There's a trail over that ridge. Come on.
Oh, my God. He'll make us stick our own graves.
No one's killing anyone.
Where are you?
Fuck. Fuck, fuck.
Kira, Jade, this way.
Fuck you, Lincoln! Fuck you!
Oh my God! Lincoln, is he dead? Lincoln!
Come on. Let's go home.
We're just gonna leave him here?
What do you think he'd do if that was us on the ground?
I don't know! Alright, you're right. Bye, Lincoln.
The world changed overnight. Suddenly we were helpless and so out of control. There's very little I can do about that. I take stock of what's around me. I count the people I love. That's a small thing. I want to keep them close. I want to keep them safe and alive. And that's the only thought there is. And that's the only thing that lets me sleep at night.
Simon. Simon, wake up.
What's wrong?
Someone's in the house.
Okay, where's Izzy?
She's asleep.
Where's the gun?
Under the bed.
Get it.
There's someone in the house.
We know. I'm gonna go downstairs. Stay here. Lock the door and don't come out. Do you hear me? Don't come out.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God, Hunter. Oh, you're here. Kira.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Atani.
Since when do you can pears? Dad.
You're here.
I'm so sorry.
Hunter, stop. It doesn't matter. You're okay.
Yeah.
Where's Lincoln?
Hunter?
Hey, sis. Come here.
Don't ever do that to me again. Oh, my God. You're bleeding.
It's nothing. Grazed my shoulder.
Now you and Dad are twins.
What are you talking about?
We have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we do.
To anyone who might hear this one day, Keep your family close. Keep them safe. Trust no one. The world isn't what it used to be.
Hey, this is Scott Conroy, writer and creator of Blackout. If you like what you're listening to, please help us get the word out by subscribing, giving us a 5-star review, and sharing with your friends. You can find us on Apple Podcasts as well as on EndeavorAudio.com. Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon Atani. Additional cast include Chloe Brooks as Carla Atani, Seychelle Gabriel as Izzy Atani, T.C. Carter as Hunter Atani, Ian O'Brien as Lincoln, Giselle Damier as Jade, Caroline Newton as Kira, Valerie Spencer as Madeline, Jay Pennick as Mayor LaForge, Warren Sweeney as Bill, Bradley Wind as Rick, Julia Henning as the Mountie, Sean Christensen as the pilot, and James Wellington as Dale. Blackout is created by Scott Conroy, written by Scott Conroy, Nina Baker, and Katrina Albright. Directed by Sean Christensen, edited by Sean Christensen, Jamie Sheffman, and Noah Gersh. Sound supervision and design by Brandon Jones. Additional sound design by Matt Yoakum. Engineered and mixed by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Original score and composition by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh. Script coordinators Kevin Haney and Tess Ryan. Recorded at Todd AO Studios. Additional recording at Salt Audio. Casting by Mormon Bowling Casting. Blackout is produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, and Fred Berger. Executive produced by Dave Easton and Hannah Cope. Artwork by Gravillis Inc. Q Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.